Some of the Alf has a machlekes if Yovel is idol of the Minyan Shavua or not. Tanakama holds Yovel is not part of the Minyan Shavua, and Yibida holds Yovel is part of the Minyan Shavua. In other words, we count the year of Yovel as one of the years of the Shemitah, and at a Shemitah that has a Yovel, so you only count another 5 years after the Yovel year, and then comes the year of Shemitah. So in other words, we count the year of Yovel as one of the years of the Shemitah cycle. So, the Gemara asks on there, how could you say that? How could you say that the year of Yovel is part of the Shemitah cycle? The pasuk says, you have to be able to plant your field for 6 years. Then now you only have five. If you're counting the Yovel as part of the Shemitah cycle and you're going to make a Shemitah 5 years later, then there are only 5 years you can plant, not 6 years, because one of the years was a Yovel in which you can't plant. So, from the pasuk that says, Sheishanim Tizra Sadacha. So the Gemara ends up saying that it's just Bereib Shanim, it's not going on every year, but the Chassam Sofer over here asks the Gemara Kakasha. He asks on the Havamina of the Gemara that if the Gemara held that's a Kasha, then we have a much bigger Kasha. How do you understand the Pesukim by Shabbos? By Shabbos it says, Shesh Yomim Tavid, V'sisikom Lachtach, and then Yom Yishvi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. So the Pasuk says Lahadya that you have 6 days that you could work before Shabbos comes. So fact, the Chassam Sofer, what would happen if you have Yom Kippur is Chal on one of the days of the week, which it normally is, it's Chal on one of the weekdays, so on such a year, you don't have Sheshes Yomim Tavid. You don't have 6 days you can be Yovid. So what's the Pshat of the Pasuk by Shabbos? Whenever Yom Kippur is during the week, you don't have Sheshes Yomim. Elamai, you have to say that it's I'll be Rav. It's Rav weeks, not every week. You could have weeks that are different. So if we understood that by Shabbos, then we should understand that by Shemitah as well. So how can we ask such a kasha over here on Shemitah if everyone agrees on a regular week? You can have Yom Kippur in the middle, and obviously that's not a kasha. We say it's Bereiv Shavua, so also you could say it's Bereiv Shanim. So what b'chlal is the kasha of the Gemara? How is this different than what we find by Shabbos? And the Chassam Sofer really, Bleib Shver, doesn't really have the teretz of this kasha. And I think that maybe it can be mechalik like this. Maybe you could say that there's a fundamental chiluk between the relationship of Shemitah to Yovel and the relationship of Shabbos to Yom Kippur. When it comes to Shemitah and Yovel, the aside of the Kedusha of Shemitah and Yovel is really Echad, it's really one. It's really the Zalba Kedusha. It's just the Shemitah you have every 7 years, and Yovel you have every 50 years, but the Asidim, it really is one Kedusha. You see from the fact that it's one parsha in the Torah, the parsha of Shemitah and Yovel and Bahar. You see this in the fact that the Yovel is really built from cycles of Shemitah. The 7 years of Shemitah result in a Yovel. So we see that there's a Shaychus between them. The Rambam also brings it together, Hilchus Shemitah v'Yovel. He puts them together. It's one Kedusha, one Chetz of Kedusha, one type of Kedusha that assers the Karka Bezriya. It's just that every year, every 7 years, it comes in the form of Shemitah. Every 50 years, it comes in the form of Yovel. The Dinim are a little bit different, but the aside of the Kedusha is one. It's one Kedusha of Kedusha Sa'aretz. It's Garim, Shemitah, and Yovel. And it's over there where the Gemara says that it can't be. If the pasuk says Sheishes Yomim, Sheishes Shanim Tizah Sadecha, you could have 6 years where you could plant your field. So that means that during the 6 years, there is no Shemitah Dikah limitations to stop me from planting. So if there's 1 year which is stopping me from planting because of Yovel, that means it's not true. I can't be Zareah Machma Shemitah. I can't be Zareah for 6 years because there's a Shemitah Dikah Din which is stopping me from planting one of the years, and that is the Kedusha of Yovel, which is the same as Kedusha Shemitah, and that is Shver. How can you say Sheshashanim Tizah Sadecha if 1 year you can't be Zareah because of Yovel? Mashegim by Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur have absolutely no shaykhs to each other. They're not coming from the same Kedusha. Even though Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos Shabbosayim, but it's a whole different chatz of Kedusha. There's no relationship between the Kedusha of Shabbos and Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Shabbos is every week. Yom Kippur is once a year. Yom Kippur is not built from Shabbosayim. It's its own din Kedusha that has absolutely no shaykhs to Shabbos. So if you that over there, you could say that when the Pasuk says by Shabbos, Sheshes Yomim Tasim Lachtacha, that you have to have 6 days where you could do work before Shabbos, that means 6 days where you could work, where the Isser of Shabbos is not stopping you from working. And that you always have. You're going to have some years when Yom Kippur will stop you from working, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not discussing Yom Kippur. That's a whole different type of Kedusha. Of course, you could have other dinim that could stop you from working during one of the days of the week, but that's not a Shabbos Dikka Meniyah Malacha. That's a Yom Kippur Dikka Meniyah Malacha, and that has no Shaycha. So that's not Shver to say that there'll be certain years where, because of Yom Kippur, you can't work during one of the days. That's still called Sheshes Yomim Tavid, because Al Kedusha Shabbos, you could be able for 6 days. Mashekin by Shemitah, over there, the Gemara is telling that you can't say that the Sheshes Yomim Tizah Sadecha, if sometimes the Shemitah will be one, the Yovel will be one of those years, and that Yovel stops you from planting, because the Kedusha of Yovel, which stops you from planting, is the Zalba Kedusha of Shemitah. It's the same type of Kedusha. And it comes out that there's not 6 years and I'm allowed to plant without Kedusha Shemitah, because 1 year the Kedusha Shemitah in the form of Yovel will stop me from planting, and over there the Gemara is the Kasha. But by Shabbos, where the Maniyah is coming, Machas Yom Kippur, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, that Taka won't be Shver on the Sheshes Yomim Tavid. Because Shesh Yom Tava just means you could be Ivan Machmas Kedusha Shabbos is no Kedusha Shabbos. The fact that different Kedusha is there, Kedusha Yom Kippur, that is not B'chalas Stir to the Pasuk, that could be possibly a Yishuv to the Kasha Lechsam Sefer.